Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger. Today is May 22nd, 2016. This is the special report section where I'll take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth Vedic astrology analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the U.S. 2016 election, examining the astrology charts and predictions for the two main contenders, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So first, let's take a brief tour of Hillary Clinton's Vedic astrology birth chart. Ms. Clinton is Libra rising in Vedic astrology. Libra is an idealistic sign committed to fairness, harmony, and sacrifice in relationship. Libras have social ideals as well as relationship ideals. The ascendant ruler, Venus, is in the first house, along with Mercury, ruler of the ninth house of beliefs and good fortune, and the Sun, ruler of the 11th house of ambitions and rewards. This is a potent combination. It means that the first house is really strong, and you need a strong first house in order to succeed in life. Another really important sector of the chart is the 10th house, the house of public deeds and actions in the world. Here, too, we find a powerful planetary combination, Mars and Saturn, the planet of action plus the planet of focus. This combination constitutes a Raj Yoga in the 10th, indicating a high potential for success in the world, reputation, and status. Vedic astrology considers Mars and Saturn to be natural malefics. When you have natural malefics in your 10th house, your path forward is not smooth, but you are very determined, willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. Now, let's consider some of the other details in Ms. Clinton's chart. Her natal Mercury, planet of the intellect, is conjunct the ascendant degree. For Libra rising, Mercury represents both the ninth house and the 12th house. The ninth house is the house of beliefs and meritorious deeds. The 12th house is the house of generosity and humanitarian acts. This combination, in one planet, is what has impelled Clinton to be involved in social causes for her whole life. But not everything is wonderful in the first house. Mercury, being the 12th house ruler, also represents the karma of hidden action. And Venus, even if it does rule the ascendant, is also the 8th house ruler, representing the karma of secret activities. Aside from the practical necessity of a real leader sometimes having to hide their true motives, this does create a predisposition for clandestine activity, which tends to arouse the suspicions of others. Moving on now to the predictive analysis, we see that Clinton is currently in her Sun major period. For Libra rising, the Sun rules the 11th house, the sector of the chart that represents goals, ambitions, accomplishments, and rewards. The Sun is the planet of power and authority, and its placement in the first house enhances the sense of self as well as signifying the ability to rule over others. This is in addition to bringing the karma of the 11th house of ambition and reward to the first house of self. If she becomes the president, she will still be in her Sun major period throughout her term of office. In early 2016, while the Democratic primaries were taking place, Ms. Clinton was in her Mars sub-period of the Sun major period. Mars is the planet of action and combat and victory, strong in her 10th house of public life. Mars also activates her second house of speech. So, the beginning months of 2016 were exceptionally strong for her. And here's something interesting. Note that Mars, as the ruler of her 7th house of the direct opponent, also gave her a strong opponent during the primaries. Now comes the Rahu sub-period for Ms. Clinton, which will last her through the election until March 2017. Rahu is the significator of ambition in her eighth house of vitality, transformation, financial involvements, and secret activities. This is a somewhat problematic placement in her chart, an indication of doing something that will expose her to another manifestation of the eighth house, humiliation. But will it knock her out? Rahu is considered strong in Taurus, the sign of the bull, and the bull does not back down. Also, the eighth house is the house of support. The last months leading up to the election will be all about getting the support of others. Looking over at the transits, we see that in 2016, Jupiter, the planet of opportunity and optimism, is transiting in Leo, the 11th house of the chart, the same part of the chart that is activated by the Sun major period. This transit is very fortuitous for Mrs. Clinton. Jupiter boosts the karma of her 11th house, as well as sending a favorable aspect to her natal moon, an excellent transit for getting the favor of the public. Also with Jupiter is Rahu, the significator of ambition and material success, which is considered very beneficial when transiting through the 11th house. But 3 months before the election happens, Jupiter leaves Leo and enters Virgo, her 12th house of loss. Although this position is not as favorable to her chart, it does have an interesting interpretation in Vedic astrology. Jupiter is the planet of benefits. The 12th house is the unknown. Thus, the potential to benefit from the unknown, in other words, by way of divine providence, which will intercede on Ms. Clinton's behalf before the election. And now we turn to Donald Trump and his Vedic astrology chart and his potential for winning in November. The first thing we notice about this chart is that there are a lot of intense planetary combinations, indicating that this is an unusual life. First off, note that he is Leo rising, with Mars closely conjunct the ascendant degree. Leo is the sign of royalty. Leo people have a natural instinct and a talent for being in charge. Leo wants to be known. Leo is a sign that prefers large projects. Being a fire sign, Leo is self-centered and prone to self-aggrandizement. Mars is the action planet, as well as the planet of combat. When Mars shows up in the ascendant of a birth chart, the person is ambitious and naturally aggressive. Mars combined with Leo makes one a general, someone born to command others. Notice that the Sun, the ruler of the Leo ascendant, representing sense of self, is in the 10th house of public actions, career, and business success. This placement ensures that the natural Leo desire to be known does manifest in his life. The Sun is closely associated with Rahu and Uranus. Rahu, especially in Taurus, is a signification of material success. Rahu, especially in the 10th house, is obsessed with success. Uranus is the planet of independence and rebellion. Thus, Mr. Trump attains material success on his own terms, in his own way, and being a Leo, he wants everyone to know about it. Now, look at his natal moon. It's a full moon. Yep, the Donald was born on a full moon, and it is strongly placed in the 4th house and tightly conjunct the other eclipse point, Ketu. In fact, Mr. Trump was born just hours before a total lunar eclipse. And it's a Scorpio full moon. Remember, Scorpio is one of the power signs, with strong desires and a strong intuition. A natural-born psychologist. Kinda special. But not necessarily all good. The combination of Ketu and Moon is quite a strange one. It can make a person psychic, or just idiosyncratic, unstable, volatile, and paranoid. Combine that with the planet of combat, Mars, conjunct the ascendant degree, and you have someone who reacts very strongly to any perceived slight or attack. Looking around the chart at some of the other positions, note that Mercury, the planet of the intellect, is in its own sign Gemini. This makes Mercury, the planet of learning and communications, strong. This guy is no dummy. Remember, he graduated first in his class from the Wharton School of Economics. Note, too, that Gemini is the information vacuum cleaner of the zodiac, pulling little bits of data from everywhere without much discrimination. Mr. Trump is known for quoting the National Enquirer. Okay, one last item about his birth chart, that weird tight conjunction of Venus and Saturn in his 12th house. The 12th is the house of the unknown, including people who you don't personally know, in other words, the general public. A lot of politicians have strong 12th house planets in their charts. Here we find Venus, the planet of love and sociability, which in the 12th house makes it easy for the masses to like him. Closely conjunct Venus is Saturn, the planet of control. In the 12th house, Saturn can give you the ability to control people who you don't know. Very handy for anybody who rules over others. So, he's a charismatic manipulator. By the way, Venus is the ruler of his 10th house of career. Venus is the planet of entertainment. Here in the 12th house of the masses, of course, what is Mr. Trump known for? Okay, that's a brief tour of the Donald's natal chart. Now let's take a look at the predictive analysis. Mr. Trump is currently in his Rahu major period, which started for him back in November 1998 and continues until November 2016, in other words, right up to the 2016 elections. Rahu is the significator of great desire, transformation, and success, and it is prominently placed in the chart in the 10th house of public actions. The Rahu major period activates his Sun Rahu-Uranus conjunction. Rahu's close association with the Sun is what gives Mr. Trump the drive to acquire power and renown. Uranus, the planet of freedom and rebellion, makes him willing to take big risks, to say and do things that are quite unexpected and unconventional, even extreme. And, of course, this is what makes him so entertaining and such a magnet for the media. Mr. Trump is now in a Mars sub-period. Mars, the planet of combat and victory, is conjunct his ascendant degree and is a strong feature of his chart. Mr. Trump identifies with the fight. The Mars sub-period takes him to November 2016, in other words, right up to the elections. For Leo rising, Mars rules the 9th house of good luck and destiny. Mars also rules the 4th house of soul, security, and self-satisfaction. Thus, Mars is a very beneficial planet for Leo rising. It even has a special name in Vedic astrology, Yogacarika planet. Mr. Trump's Mars sub-period activates his Scorpio moon Ketu conjunction. This is both a benefit and a problem for him. Moon Ketu gives him powerful intuition, psychic ability, but simultaneously creates emotional instability. His tendency to quickly react to any perceived threat and to blurt out whatever comes into his mind could prove to be his undoing in an election campaign where every utterance is recorded and transmitted worldwide. Against the backdrop of his Rahu-Mars period, now let's look at the influential transits. First thing to notice is that Jupiter is transiting in Leo, which puts the planet of confidence, expansion, opportunity, and belief right in Mr. Trump's ascendant. Jupiter is powering up his natal Mars, the current sub-period ruler. So, no surprise, he is full of energy, as well as full of himself, ready and willing to take on all adversaries. Rahu, significator of ambition and obsession, joined Jupiter in Leo at the beginning of 2016. So, this transit combination has Mr. Trump totally pumped up, confident of his own success. Another major transit is Saturn, currently in Scorpio, and approaching his natal moon this year. The transit of Saturn through the sign of one's natal moon indicates a harsh confrontation with what Saturn represents, reality. Simultaneously, Saturn is opposite his natal Sun, the ruler of his chart, as well as opposite his natal Rahu, his current major period ruler. Saturn represents the established order. Natal sun plus Rahu represents his ambition for power. So here we see a perfect astrological representation of the Donald's main problem. The established Republican power structure actually opposes his bid for the highest office. What can be said at this point is that Mr. Trump's astrology chart has a lot going on in his favor and, simultaneously, a major problem. But what happens in November? With the help of astrology, we can look at where the planets will be on that fateful day and see how each of the contestants will fare. Here's the chart of Tuesday, November 8th, 2016, set up for when the polls open in Washington, D.C. A transiting planet inserts its energy into the house it transits through. So, how do these transit positions affect the contestants' charts? For Ms. Clinton, the Sun and Mercury land in her Libra ascendant, with the Sun closely aligned with and powering up her natal Venus. Venus, her chart ruler, winds up in her third house of making efforts and is closely aspecting her natal Uranus. The Moon is energizing her fifth house, where her natal Moon is. And as noted before, Jupiter is in her 12th house, signifying benefit from the masses, and on the day of the election is exactly conjunct her natal Neptune, planet of dreams and idealism. The malefic planets are the ones predisposed to cause trouble. Mars is the planet of attack, as well as victory. Mars is in the beginning of Capricorn, aspecting her 10th house of success and reputation, and afflicting her natal Mars and natal Saturn, indicating a fight. But the aspect of her natal planets is far from exact. Saturn is in her 2nd house, in a late degree of Scorpio, and although it may cause some trouble to her natal Jupiter, again, the aspect is far from exact. Now let's look at what the transits are doing in Donald Trump's chart on Election Day. Of the benefic planets, Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus, only Jupiter is interacting with natal planets, namely, transit Jupiter on natal Jupiter. It's in the second house of speech, where it boosts his natal Jupiter propensity for declaring his personal beliefs to everyone far and wide. But now look at how the malefic planets are creating a lot of impact. Mars is in Trump's 6th house directly across from his natal Venus-Saturn position. Mars transiting in the 6th house of struggles indicates a fight, but also gives you the energy for the fight. But Mars opposite natal Venus is fighting against females, and Mars opposite natal Saturn is fighting against the established order. Meanwhile, Saturn is transiting quite close to Mr. Trump's natal K2 moon combination. This is a rather anxiety-producing pattern, which will make him very defensive. Now look at the moon's position. It is exactly opposite to Mr. Trump's natal Mars, and by the end of the day, opposite his ascendant degree. Wherever there is a contest, the 7th house needs to be looked at carefully because the 7th house is the house of the direct opponent. Benefic planets in or aspecting the 7th house help the opponent. Malefic planets spell defeat for the opponent. Here, the waxing moon is helping his opponent, Ms. Clinton. But the exact opposition of moon to Trump's natal Mars and natal ascendant is an interesting question. The Moon-Mars opposition makes you excited, reactive, and angry. In astrology, the Moon indicates the public. Here, the public, represented by the Moon, is opposite his ascendant degree, the most personal point in the chart. The opposition is exact late in the day of election. So, the question is, why do you suppose Mr. Trump is angry on Election Day? Okay, that's it for my May 2016 evaluation of the 2016 presidential election. Of course, there will be more details as we continue in this year.